ask for a sub. Who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
I mean, could you imagine a twin?
Paul Lavoie!
All right, it's a little different today, but you know what? That's how we do things around here, right? If it was the same and same and same every day, we wouldn't have the amount of listeners that we have. We would only have 10 instead of 17. That's how I look at it. All right, Bob Barrett's on the phone. Bob, are you there?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Lake Havasu.
Hey, we had fun with this morning, didn't we?
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
All right, hang on a second. I got to bring that up just because, you know, I was born free. Got a little different format today. Bob's going to tell us about an event under the London Bridge that he has organized. I actually saw it mentioned in the paper today on page 2 under things to do this weekend. And it looks like you have shifts going on. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say what the event was. You have organized a bunch of people to read the Declaration of Independence. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Thank you. I've wanted to do that for many years. And this, obviously, if I didn't do it for our 250th birthday, I would just spend the rest of my life thinking, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that? Every 4th of July, it would have haunted me.
Yeah, so, but this is the 4th of July to do it, isn't it?
It certainly is, yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
Tell me how all this started. Where did the light bulb turn on?
Well, I don't know. That's a great question. I've had the light bulb on for 5 years or more. I would say when we moved to Lake Havasu, realizing how patriotic the city is, thinking that, you know what, reading the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, would be something I think the community would love. I'm not the first one to do it. If you were to YouTube
really?
Declaration of Independence, oh no, cities out east, at least a couple, they do it. They have a gentleman go out from the second, what do you call it, a widow's walk of a second story of a building,
okay,
recite it, and go back in.
The widow's walk?
Well, isn't that what you call the little,
ledge
that you go out a door and there's like 5 feet until you fall over and break a leg if you fall over?
That's kind of an ironic use of words considering that signing the Declaration of Independence would have meant a lot of women in the colonies would have been widows at that time because there was a death warrant for treason placed on those signers by the king.
Well, and a lot of people who signed it, 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. Many of them had very bad things happen to their family,
really?
Personally, their health. Their houses were burned down. They were racing from the British for many months and years afterward.
Really?
No one, in fact, died in the war that signed the Declaration of Independence. But there were a couple deaths that were really interesting as I'm researching the 56 people.
Are you?
Yeah. So
that's all you do is research, isn't it?
Well, it's fun for me.
I know that. It's fascinating, though. Go ahead with your story.
Well, no, so one person actually died in a duel. Not the one we're thinking of. Who was it? Hamilton. And Aaron Burr. It wasn't
right,
that.
Right, right.
It wasn't that. It was a different duel. And he actually died in a duel. So that was interesting.
Huh.
And then another one. We'll get back to the event on Saturday. But
yeah.
And then people know this, I think. But there, which two presidents signed the Declaration of Independence? Which two? There were only two.
Jefferson and Adams.
Yes. And what was coincidental about both of those men?
They died on the exact same day on July 4th, 1826.
Isn't that amazing?
It blew me away. I sat there looking at the television as I'm watching John Adams going, no, come on. Tom Hanks made this up, right? It's unbelievable. It's divine intervention, Bob.
Well, you know, Paul, you took the words out of my mouth. I was about to say, if you don't believe in divine intervention before reading that, how can you not?
Yeah, I could not believe it. And they're reading each other's letters back and forth. And then, I don't know, it was a warm summer day for both men by John, who is it, McCulloch's account, right? That's who wrote John Adams. David McCulloch.
Yep.
And,
David McCulloch.
And yeah, and then they both passed within, I guess, minutes of each other from what historical accounts are.
Well, and they hated each other for a long time, right. and this is where my research is shallow, but I think I'm correct.
Yes.
I think they ran against each other,
yes.
And they just, it was one of the worst campaigns ever in American history.
Jefferson unseated Adams. Adams was a one-term president. Washington was a two-term president by choice. He didn't have to be, but he was. And then Adams had the Alien and Sedition Acts, which was very, very, very unpopular, and that's what that did him in.
For good reason, I might add.
Right, right. he wanted to be king, I think. But go ahead.
So, so they hated each other for a long time and then finally made up, and I think one of the last words out of either Jefferson's or Adams' mouth was something related to the other one. I mean, it wasn't like they're in two hospital rooms right next to each other.
Right.
They were hundreds of miles away from each other in an area where you couldn't, get on the plane and visit in 2 hours. So it's weird that the last words out of one of their mouths was in reference to the other. So I thought that was amazing.
I didn't know that. Do you have that quote?
I don't.
Oh, that's amazing. But I know Adams was at Peacefield. Was Jefferson at Monticello?
Monticello, right.
Okay.
Yep, he was. So anyway, that's a bit of trivia, but I know you're pressed for time. Should I go back to Saturday?
No, you're good. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have another bit of trivia here. Elbridge Gerry, he was a Massachusetts delegate.
Mm-hmm.
He later became vice president, so he was the only future vice president to become or to be a signer. What political term was named after Elbridge Gerry?
I don't.
Or Elbridge Gerry, I should say.
Oh, gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering is named for Elbridge Gerry.
I'm just guessing.
That is it. You got it.
Wow. That's a big topic today, and, you know, the funny thing is, again, Democrats point at Republicans for their use of gerrymandering in Texas when Democrats have been, the Democrat Party has survived on gerrymandering for years. So, there you have it.
Yes, they have. Two more bits of trivia,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Of the 56 people, how many were Catholic? Of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, how many do you believe were Catholic?
That's a great question. I don't know.
What would you think?
Out of 56 signers, is that what you said?
56.
I would say 8.
Okay. I would have thought more. The answer is actually 1.
Really? John Hancock?
Only 1. No. Charles Carroll of Maryland.
Oh.
And he was also, by many accounts, the most wealthiest man. A lot of these were wealthy people, not all, but a lot of them were wealthy, which, you know, you could take two different directions. But one direction you could say is they had a lot to lose. I mean, they were fine. They were wealthy.
Bob,
but yet they
go ahead.
They put their life on the line and their fortune, but more importantly, their life.
Here's what I love.
When they didn't need to.
Here's what I love about doing this show on July 2nd. By all accounts, they could have said, you know what, we have 12 out of 13 colonies. Let's send it to the king on July 2nd. But New York did not have the approval from its, I guess, legislature or the Commonwealth. Whatever ran, was it a Commonwealth in New York? I don't know. Whatever ran the state of New York at that time did not give them approval. So they abstained and then signed it on the 4th, and then everything was shipped UPS to the king, right?
UPS, yeah. I think it was. Next day air.
UCS, United Clipper Ship.
And, you know, wouldn't you think it would be New York holding out?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
But no offense to our New York transplants, but, you know, it's typical, I think. We could all laugh at that.
So I want to take a lot of credit for this because you pretty much announced the whole event of reading the Declaration of Independence under the London Bridge. You announced it on Speak Out. I'm pretty sure you had it going before that. But how many volunteers do you have? What are the shifts? Can people still get involved with this? Bob? Hello, Bob? Did I lose you? Bob, are you still there? I guess I lost.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hello,
I am.
Thank you for saving me.
All right. So did you hear the question?
I did.
Okay.
I heard the whole thing. There are three groups. Of course, we're going to start out at 8 a.m. with our veterans. And we have five veterans that are speaking. We're breaking out the Declaration of Independence into five parts. And those men are just, I mean, we all know this, but it was their privilege. And it's like, are you kidding me? It's my privilege. We're arguing over whose privilege it was, which makes sense when you're talking to a veteran, right? You know? I mean, I have a story to tell tomorrow or Saturday that is, it's a small one, but it's indicative of the courage, the bravery, the leadership, of our veterans. And it's a small story, but it's a good example. I'm not going to share it now, but, I'll share it on Saturday. But so we have five veterans reading. Mm-hmm. A few are going to be in uniform. A few will not be. But they asked, "Can I be?" I said, "You do whatever you want, man. You don't have to ask permission from me." So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And then that's at 8 a.m. And then we're going to start with a young gentleman. We're going to have the color guard by the young Marines. So the young Marines are going to provide the color guard.
Okay.
And then we have a young high school person who's going to sing the national anthem.
Oh, nice.
And then we're going to have a prayer. Reverend Fred is going to lead us in prayer. And then we'll have our five veterans speak. I'm going to speak a little bit. I'm going to tell a couple stories, very tiny. You don't want to hear a long speech. And also Mayor Sheehy will be there, and he'll say a couple words.
Nice.
And he's also going to speak during the general public portion, or he's going to be part of the reading for the general public portion. So I announced it to everyone, and he reached out, as did Council Member Lynn. She's also going to take a part in the reading, so that'll be fun.
Of course.
So those five folks at 8, between 8:30 or so and 9, I have a 4-foot by 8-foot Declaration of Independence. I'm going to put up, and I'm going to have Sharpies for anyone who would want to sign their name to a life-size, literally 8-foot-tall, Declaration of Independence. That's going to happen between 8:30 and 9.
Wait, I don't know anybody that's 8 feet tall, so how could it be life-size?
Well, the signatures are on the bottom, so nobody has to reach out.
I'm kidding. Did you see John Adams, the miniseries on HBO?
I did not. I read the book, but I did not watch the
So towards the end movie. Of his life, he goes and he sees the very famous painting. I don't know who the painter was, but it has all of the 56 signers in the room at the same time, and some are standing by the desk. Many of them are seated. You know the painting, right?
I don't.
Yeah, I know you've seen it. It's very, very famous. It hangs in the Capitol. And he looks at it, and he says, "All dead." And his son John Quincy's with him at the same time, and he's like, "Father, you know, behave yourself." And he's like, "This man has no clue what he's painted. All dead." You know, we were not all there. Some of us snuck in the middle of night. You know, some of us had to be escorted in by armed people, and it was a very dangerous proposition. We weren't all there at the same time. You know, he was a very cantankerous man. So
yes, well, he would be the one to correct everyone else for the historical fact that they got wrong.
Right. Exactly.
So then at 9 o'clock, after the a little brief intermission. We're going to have 9 youth get up and one by one say their part in reading the Declaration of Independence.
Nice. Nice.
So they are excited, and I'm excited for them. That's why I had the youth before the general public, because, you know, we want to encourage the understanding of history and how important our founding documents are to our youth.
What are you using for a sound system? Has anybody come and helped you with that part of it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Dave at Stubby's, man, that guy is a gem.
Nice.
Stubby's Barbecue. I barely had to get 3 words out, and he said, I'm all over it, and I'll help you as much as I can.
Wow.
As long as I can. Yeah, he's a saint. So I want to let you know, Stubby's Barbecue, he's a good guy. Dave's a good guy. And
Saint Dave, perfect.
Without a doubt.
After that 9 o'clock, what happens then? Are you there?
A little bit. Are you there, Paul?
Yeah. After 9 o'clock, you have the school kids in that. Is there another shift after that?
And then the general public. 9 folks at general public. Mayor Sheehy.
Oh, okay.
Council Member Lynn.
Uh-huh.
And 7 other folks. And you know what's funny about that? Not funny, but the last person, the 9th person reading, he's going to be reading the names.
Right.
And I didn't put him there for any reason. It just was kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of his relatives, he's going to be reading the name.
Wow.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence is in his bloodline.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that cool?
I always thought that was a really cool organization, to the Daughters of the American Revolution, for that reason, the DAR. That just really impresses me, and I know a few locally that belong to that, and it's what an honor. I mean, my family's from back there, but my family are immigrants, okay, from Quebec. Definitely not related to the revolution or anything, not the American one anyway. I'm going to go ahead and take it to break. I've got Tim Curry is on the line. And, Tim, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, perfect. I've got Bob Barrett on the line right now. Bob's going to hang on, and we're going to talk after you and I talk about the rodeo. But I want to go to break first. Does that sound
good? I don't think we're talking about the rodeo right now.
Not the rodeo. I'm sorry. The fireworks at the rodeo grounds. My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Tim. All right.
That's all right.
You know, they're looking at a new Speak Out host probably after today, so I'm kidding.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Somebody handed me this number and said for a good time call, so I did.
Nice. All right. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and take the break, and we'll come back after the break with Tim and Bob. I'm going to ask you to hang on, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we'll come back with Tim Curry from the Kingsmen. When we return from break, that means all of our phone lines are full, by the way, and I believe they can both hear each other at that time. So if you have a question, go ahead and text me at 928-727-5566, and we'll get your question on the air. That's our KNTR Talk text line. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
I pick a banjo now. Oh, no, country winners keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I have to leave town. But I ain't turning back to living that old life no more. So ride me, mama, like a wagon.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. And just a reminder, after Tim Curry tells us about the fireworks up in Kingman. Tim's with the Kingsmen. We're going to go back to Bob Barrett, and he'll tell you how you can watch the event under the London Bridge, where they're going to do the reading of the Declaration of Independence. And then after that, we'll take a break and come back with a reading of the Declaration of Independence. You know, one thing I really liked about past Super Bowls is that they had that segment where they read the Declaration of Independence. And some of the people in this video are, you know, Drew Brees and other players that are retired. And it's just, I really like that what the NFL did. And I believe it was CBS at the time, possibly Fox. Anyway, we'll get to that, and it'll be a nice special day dedicated to Saturday, of course, July 4th, 2026, which is the semi-sesquicentennial of the United States, or also known as America 250. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. You got to be kidding me, Tim Curry. There's a rodeo here in Havasu. Great pizza, sandwiches, and salads. Home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. It's actually a mechanical horse or bull. Sorry, a little mechanical bull like would be out front of a grocery store. You put a couple put a couple quarters in it, and they call it the Booby Dropper, and that's what makes it a rodeo. So there you go. If it sounds like I'm excited about Saturday, it's because I was raised in a family that did a lot of 4th of Julys back in Massachusetts. And that's like
it's an important day.
The birthplace of the revolution. I mean, I was at Lexington and Concord when I was about 12 years old, looking around going, wow, they had a war here? But anyway, anyway, tell us what's going on Saturday night. Gates open at 7, and I can't believe the Kingsmen are doing this all free to the public.
Well, we're all about bringing community together. And the county's involved in it. We're involved in it. The city of Kingman's involved in it. We just want people to come out and be part of the community, enjoy what's going on.
That is really cool. So the fireworks start at 9, am I right?
Yeah, well, approximately, yeah.
And this is at the Rodeo Fairgrounds. Where, you know, the rodeo ring at the fairgrounds, everybody pretty much knows where that is. What entrance should they use as far as parking goes?
It would be the Detroit entrance off of Stockton Hill Road.
Okay.
You go straight down Detroit, and you go right into that gate there. And then the main area in front of the grandstands is going to be open for parking.
Right. Who's doing your fireworks this year?
I'm not sure who the contractor is, but I've been watching him set up for 3 days.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
I mean, he's got 5 or 6, like, 60-foot-long banks of mortar tubes.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure.
And that's the main show, and then he's got his finale, which sits all by itself, and it's about a 12-by-12-foot square full of mortar tubes.
Well, you guys have a really good buffer right there with the rodeo grounds and that, and the whole fairgrounds property between ground zero, if you will, and the community. So that's a really safe place to fire off or launch fireworks, I would think.
And it's so central. I mean, everybody pretty much from Kingman, wherever they're at, they can see the fireworks going off.
Well, in Kingman, for sure. Hopefully, we'll drive a few people up there from Havasu. We're having our own celebration on Thompson Bay right off of Piccadilly Point. And then Laughlin's doing their Rockets Over the River again. And that's the one.
Oh, wow.
It's right there along Casino Drive on the river side of the hotels, where right over the water. So, yeah, they've been doing that for years and years and years. But I remember when fireworks, at least the Zambellis anyway, were about $1,000 a minute. I would imagine it's a lot more than that now.
That I don't know, because the city literally takes care of all of
them. Nice, nice, nice. And then you're expecting pretty good weather that night, correct? Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to have, I think, from what I saw, it's like six mile an hour breezes.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is nothing.
And no, by 9 o'clock, that'll be really, really nice. And in Kingman,
yeah,
your overnight lows are down near 70, so that's great.
Yeah.
What else can people expect when they take the family out there? It's going to be nice and free, but I would imagine that people are selling, you know, drinks, hot dogs, and...
Nope, we're not having any concessions.
Oh, no.
We're not pimping anything. It's all just to bring people out and put on a good show.
Not pimping anything. Nice. Now you're starting to talk like the host of Speak Out. That's great.
No booby droppers.
There you go, Dallas. You got another drop in. Perfect. No apple pie, no Chevrolet. Are there going to be any displays of horsemanship out there, or do you want to keep that kind of separate from the booms?
Yeah, you know, the equine community and the fireworks community don't go together too well.
Right, right. You know, though, I don't know if you know this, Tim, but there are CBD products now for pets.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a godsend to a lot of people, as have drone shows, by the way, just so you know.
They're cool. I mean, the drone shows are cool.
Yeah, they really are. And you can get a lot more words spelled out than you can with fireworks. So,
yeah, you can get a lot more advertising done.
So pretty much get out there by 7:38. I imagine it's going to be a long line after 8:30. So you might...
Well, yeah, I honestly don't know what to expect. I hope it's a good turnout.
Have you guys ever done this before?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I guess...
We've never had a say in it.
Okay, I see.
But we have a say in it, and this is what we're doing. So.
Right, right. How long has the county
jumped on board with it? The city, of course, was their central in it.
How long has the city and the county been promoting this then?
The fireworks show tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that much promoting because it's gone on for so long.
Right, right, right. Kind of like the fair.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But here again, we're doing the rodeo with the fair.
I gotcha.
That's unheard of here. They've never done it.
All right. Anything else you want to tell everybody before I let you go, Tim?
Well, I hope people can make it here, and I hope they enjoy it. If they don't, I hope they have a wonderful evening no matter what they're doing, and I hope they remember why it's happening.
Yeah,
what
that's
it's all about.
That's very, very important as to why it's happening. Where did you spend your 4th of July, your Independence Days, when you were a kid? That's what I remember the most, is where mine were. But where did you spend yours?
At the Oregon State Fairgrounds in Salem or at Detroit Lake. Up on the Santa Yam.
Up on the
in Oregon.
Up on the what?
On the Santa Yam Pass.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know that. I know Tillamook, I know Salem, and
yeah.
I know Springfield
Detroit's east of Salem,
okay.
About 45 miles.
Oh, okay.
And it's up in the wilderness. It's forest area, and then there's a big lake up there called Detroit Lake.
Okay.
And they put fireworks on up there, too.
Boy, that doesn't sound like Oregon sounds like a lot more trees and a lot more opportunity for a wildland fire.
Well, it was out on the lake, though.
I see. Okay. Perfect.
So you could be out there on your boats and watch fireworks.
Nice. Nice. All right.
Yeah.
So 7 o'clock gates open, sometime around 9, probably the fireworks, and you want to get out to the Mojave County Fairgrounds, folks. And this is the Kingsmen are helping to put this on with the city of Kingman and Mojave County. Should be a great time.
I'm hoping so. I just hope people take advantage of it.
Tim, you are so prompt. I'm so happy that you called in. And thanks for being on Speak Out today.
Thanks for being there, brother.
You betcha, man. And we'll talk to you in the fall when it's time for another one of the Kingsmen rodeos, right?
You have a good 4th of July weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Tim Curry, and we'll come back with Bob Barrett on the other side of this break. And then Bob, of course, the event organizer for the reading of the Declaration of Independence under the London Bridge. Talk about traditions. That sounds like a really good one. Of course, Bob may not like me for saying that, but you know what? Too bad. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Damn, it feels good to be. follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care.
Ah, man, love that song. I used to play that song, and I loved it. Every minute of it, every time I played it. All right, Speak Up brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Laughlin Ranch by Mojave College. By Solar Power by Esme Electric. Dorita's Place for Pets. Legacy Rehab and Care. And by A&B Propane, online at abpropaneaz.com. Guess what, folks? We've got one of those rare opportunities where you can have your name mentioned along with all of those sponsors that we talk about every day. We have a couple of openings for sponsors on Speak Out, and you know what? I know for a fact our listeners are very, very loyal to those businesses who sponsor this show. So if you want to pick up 17 listeners, 17 customers, go ahead and call Red Bull Ronnie, or call the station 928-855-9336. I got a, I know Bob is there on the phone still, right, Bob?
I am here.
Perfect. And I let you know, I'm going to thank this one guest that I had. I just can't believe it that people still send handwritten notes. And this is a card. It says, thank you from the Mojave Roadrunners. And on the inside, thank you so much for having me on your radio show. Well, there's a correction there, Mr. Sunday, because it's Steve's radio show. I so appreciate your support. 8 of our athletes qualified for the Junior Olympics, and he signed it Steve Sunday. So that's awesome. And their mission is to provide a fun, positive, safe environment to grow a community for health, fitness, teamwork, and friendship. That's the Mojave Roadrunners track team. So there you have it. And I got one more announcement, Bob, if you'll bear with me. The Joyride Auto Spa is now open in the Old Car Toys location. The Car Toys, the car wash, of course, over on Lake Havasu Avenue. For now, customers can receive the discounted hand washes at $39. Watch the company's remodel unfold. Current hours, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And that's a hand wash, you guys, for $39. Man, you know, you can go out there, grab the bucket, grab the soap, grab, you know, the wax, the chamois, the ShamWow, whatever it is you use. And I'm telling you what, my time's worth $39 to have somebody else do it. What about you, Bob?
Without a doubt. They do a good job. I do not.
That's so. Why I don't wrench on my own car anymore either. That's all worth my time to pay for it. So.
I love experts.
Exactly. All right. You were just telling me off the air, and we're going to go to that reading of the Declaration here shortly, but you were just telling me off the air that there's a special flag unfurling?
Yes, there is. Before I do that, give me 5 seconds. You asked about when people can come. Uh-huh. Start coming around 7:30 in the morning. We're going to be playing our patriotic music starting about 7:30, maybe a little before. It's a little shady, mostly shady, some sun. So if you want to bring a chair, too, just to be comfortable for whatever part you want to take in. And then at 10 a.m., another gentleman, he called me up and said, Bob, I have a flag we're unfurling. The Legion's helping them, the VFW, and they're going to unfurl. You remember like 7 years ago, there was a huge 60-foot flag, American flag, they unfurled over the London Bridge?
Yes, I hear that's they're doing again. Yeah.
Yes, right where we're at. So it's gonna go hand in glove
with
what we're doing.
If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see I am a flag guy. And the picture I took that's on my Facebook page is part of three photos. It's the flag, and it's up close, but the sun is shining through it. And Bob, I swear I did not doctor this photo in the least on my phone. It's in the shape of a cross.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome. It's very, very cool.
That is cool. So for sure. It's going to be a fun Saturday.
A 60-footer. This is the inaugural event, right?
No, they were here. Oh, the
your event.
It could be, yeah.
Your
yes,
event.
Yes, yes,
it
yes.
It could be. It is. It is. Even if it doesn't repeat, it's an inaugural event. You know that, right?
Oh, that's, well, you're smarter than I am, Paul. I was worried about Tim taking over, but I'm not worried anymore.
Okay. Okay. I'm really not smarter than you. And I have a question.
Yes,
I swore I would ask you this question. All right. So I'm doing the weather this morning, and I said, and instead of nary, I used the word narrowly. Narrowly a cloud in the sky. And I'm thinking, is that a word? I need to ask Bob. Is that a word?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I made up a word.
I would use it. I don't know if it's a word or not, but I would definitely use it for good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
I like the word.
Folks, listen to my midday weather after the news at the top of the hour, and you heard me say the word narrowly.
I'm going to add that word to tomorrow. I'm going to put that in somewhere.
No, I wouldn't. Roger Galloway might show up, and he will definitely strike you down. So,
all right.
Words are our business, as I'm told constantly and reminded by him. So, anyway, before we go to that reading of the declaration, remind everybody when they can show up, what day, what time, and it's going to go for a while. How many volunteers do you actually have?
It's a small group of people. I got a core group of people that are helping out. There's some things we need to put up ahead of time. I'll back office stuff, but they can show up at 7:30, enjoy the music. Readings start a little after 8 once I say a few words and the mayor does. And then if people want to come and go, whatever, you know, we're not going to hold them. But I think it'll be a fun morning. I think if you stayed from 8 until 10 after the flag is unfurled, uh-huh, I think it would be a great morning for everyone.
So if I show up and show people why I have a face for radio, they're not going to run away and I might actually get to read something?
No, readings are full, so we have the folks that
I got you.
You know, I wanted to provide the readings for people so they had a couple days to read it or practice if they wanted.
Right.
So we shut that off already, unfortunately. But maybe in the future we can just have a microphone and people can come up.
Yeah.
That's an idea I've been kicking around in my head.
Well, you gotta be careful with that. So just, you know,
I'm gonna be standing by the inputs. So, you know.
I got you.
I already thought of that.
Okay.
I already thought of that, Paul.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and bring this up. It is the Declaration of Independence from Super Bowl XLV. And I believe that would be Super Bowl 40. So, no, 45. 45. So, they haven't done this in a while, at least about 15, 16 years. But you'll hear two gentlemen talking at the beginning. It's General Colin Powell and the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. And then they go into the reading. It's very, very cool. I know you've seen it, Bob. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. You definitely made my day on this actual almost Independence Day when 12 of 13 colonies signed the Declaration of Independence.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Let's go ahead and go to that. And I'll be back with more in a moment. We'll take a short break, and then I'll be back to end the show as well.
...document that defines our national character. It was in Philadelphia in 1776 when our founding fathers declared our independence and the inherent rights of man. These brave men wrote of simple ideas, equality and liberty.
Penned under threat of death, 56 revolutionaries, chosen by their brethren, signed their names pledging with defiance that the pursuit of happiness was endowed to every man. Our fight for freedom began over 230 years ago, and while our quest to form a more perfect union may have changed paths, the journey towards that perfect union persists to this day.
Slowly, the differences between us have changed from reasons to fight to causes to celebrate. And through the celebration of our differences, whether of birth or creed, we secure liberty for all.
Each American citizen breathes life into the Declaration of Independence every day we live free. The strength of our example is limitless. The world has witnessed us forge through times that try men's souls. We have earned our success. We, the people, must guard and treasure this, our greatest declaration.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people
to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another,
and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that
all men
are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men,
deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed,
that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends,
it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it,
and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form
as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence, indeed, would dictate that governments long established
should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable
than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism,
it is their right, it is their duty
to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies,
and such is now the necessity
which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America,
in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions,
do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies
solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be
free and independent states,
that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown,
and that all political connection
between them and the state of Great Britain
is and ought to be
totally dissolved,
and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war,
conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things
which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration,
with a firm reliance
on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other
our lives,
our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
The King of Great Britain dictated the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the 13 colonies. Our fate under his rule was evident. Therefore, our nation's architects found declaring independence to be worth their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
Freedom is common sense. It is our constant, steadfast message to the world, a belief that has inspired us to greatness and shaped our destiny. In America, our home, we are free, we are equal, we are united.
In America, I am home.
We
are home.
And we
will cherish and defend
our home, sweet home.
We are grateful for a land so fair. Our excellence is not an exception. It is a prevailing attitude. We are a nation determined to realize dreams. Independence, it is ours, just as sure as our title is Americans.
We'll be back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us.
Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Oh, there's a tradition from the past, right? Little Wayne Newton, Don Cashane. Hey, don't forget to join us on Monday. You're not going to believe who my guest is for the entire hour. Andy Biggs, Congressman Andy Biggs running for governor. He's going to be right here on Speak Out. All right. Everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll see you on Monday. Safe and sound. Save those
lives. This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.